Have you ever gotten ice cream from the supermarket and you scoop it out, but it just doesn't have that ice cream parlor taste? Well, guess what? Did you know you can find real, unbelievably creamy ice cream at the grocery store? Yeah, that's right. Tillamook ice cream is made with more cream, so you get smooth, dreamy scoops each time. I'm not going to lie. The flavors are delicious and in family-sized cartons. I love their vanilla bean. Vanilla bean, to me, is the way that you judge anyone's ice cream, and their rich vanilla ice cream made with real crushed vanilla bean seeds is delicious. Or their Oregon strawberry. Oh, I love it. Sweet strawberry ice cream with ripe Oregon strawberry pieces. So, so good. Plus, you got to check out their Mudslide flavor. It's smooth chocolate ice cream with a ribbon of rich fudge and chocolatey chips. Oh, it's so good. I got to go get some ice cream right now. Plus, you know you're in good hands with Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer-owned and led by dairy experts. Boy, oh boy, I love them all, and you're going to love them too. Whether it's birthday cake, peaches and cream, mint chocolate chip, banana split, or cookies and cream, there is a flavor for you. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. That's Tillamook.com. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium-flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly, 21 plus. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, that combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these.
Now it's time for How to Discriminate. We're gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater. Can't you know you wonder how to discriminate? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to a very special episode of How Did This Get Made? There is a tradition here at the show, a fairly new tradition. But when a Fast and Furious trailer drops, it must be discussed. And last week, the brand new trailer for Fast and Furious 9 dropped, and Jason and I had a duty to you, to ourselves, to break this trailer down moment by moment. What you will hear in the upcoming hour-long episode is Jason and I watching the trailer for the very first time. We are dissecting 3 minutes, and it takes about an hour. So, buckle up and get ready. And by the way, if you want to keep the How Did This Get Made train going, why don't you join us for our live virtual show? Doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can come and watch our live show of Tammy and the T-Rex, Denise Richards, Paul Walker, and a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Just go to hdtgm.com. It's going to be this Friday, the 23rd of April. We cannot wait for you to come. And if you can't make our live show, which starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time, you can watch it all week. That's right. Watch it all week. You have access all week long following the show. So come hang out with us for a live virtual event. It's been so much fun. We want you to send in your songs and everything like that. Go to hdtgm.com. Tammy and the T-Rex is the movie. It is the 23rd of April at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and you have access for the entire week. Tickets are only $15. That's it. $15. There you go, people. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy Fast and Furious 9 Trailer Breakdown, Part 2. Jason, it's a very big day in the How Did This Get Made world because just a few days ago, the brand new trailer of Fast 9 has hit the web. People are talking, but you and I have not seen it yet. right?
We have not. This is an enormous, like you said, this is an enormous day for the How Did This Get Made family. Because we as a family are all about these movies, and we could not be more excited that finally Fast 9 is coming exclusively in theaters, which I'm not excited about.
No, VOD for this family. This family is willing to get COVID. If they're willing to drive off a cliff without a parachute, they are not afraid of getting COVID.
You think these guys wear masks?
They never, you don't
wear a mask if you feel comfortable, like picking up a torpedo off of an ice-strewn Arctic wasteland and throwing it at a submarine. You're not out there wearing a mask.
If they were driving trucks, they wouldn't even have those flaps to keep the mud off. They wouldn't have mud flaps.
Mean mud flaps?
Yeah, mud flaps.
Those flaps that keep the mud off?
That's how I like to say it.
Yeah. No, I'm excited because we did this for Hobbs and Shaw. We're doing it for this. We are giving you a reaction to this trailer that is, we have not seen a single thing. All we know, because of Cody, right before we started recording, Cody spoiled something in this trailer that we don't know what it is yet, but now we know something.
All I know is this. We have once again, and I don't know what it is, we have once again predicted something.
Yes.
Because the response online, and every time I would avert my eyes. I'm very good at averting my eyes when I see a spoiler coming, so I don't know anything. All I know
is... You're one of America's premier averters.
Oh, yeah. I avert my eyes on my own phone. I do that when I see an uncomfortable picture on Instagram, and I can do it when I see a spoiler of a show that I like. And I really do. I really do. Like, oh, look, that's not for me. Not for me to see. Not for me to see. But... Yes, so I know that we have done something right. I don't know if it's a casting thing. I don't know if it's a plot thing. I just know that we've done something right because the energy is like...
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, shit. You guys have done it once again. Because I think we called it with Helen Mirren, right? That was our...
I believe we suggested that would make sense. Yes.
Okay. So the trailer is 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
So excited.
I'm
prepared to talk about it. For 3 hours and 20 minutes.
I mean, look, we are starved. We are starved for entertainment. And this is as exciting
to me as
anything.
This is a movie that we should have already seen. So the fact that we're finally getting a peek at it, very exciting.
Second peek. Because we did, I believe, do the first trailer on this show as well, right? Because that's the one where the truck flips over. That was like one of the last times
we were in. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did. Cody, is that right?
Oh, I forgot
about
that.
Yeah, no, you absolutely did.
Okay, Devin.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you, Devin. I forgot that. I've forgotten anything I've seen from this movie. So
all I remember was like a tanker truck flipping down a small street.
And
remember John Cena. That's what we know, right? John Cena's in it. So just to give you the rules of how we do this, we will press play on the trailer. And at any point, one of us can say stop and we can talk through it. Obviously, you're listening. I would say you should see the trailer probably before you listen to this. I don't know if it's the best way for you to experience the magic of this franchise.
Yeah, and if you're somebody who is like not watching trailers or doesn't want to be spoiled or whatever, too bad. We're gonna be conjecturing, which could, because of how good we are at predicting, could very well be spoilers for the movie.
For even the continuation of the franchise. I will predict this. It's a big prediction, but I don't know if you saw the trailer for Army of the Dead.
I did not.
Okay. Army of the Dead came out this week, the trailer for it. It's the new Zack Snyder film. It's basically like Ocean's 11 meets like The Walking Dead or like it looks like it could be interesting. It's like I don't want to get into that trailer as much.
It's a zombie heist movie. The zombies are like, we got to steal some brains.
It's basically Dave Bautista is sent in to rob a casino's vault that has a ton of money. But in this world, Vegas is where they keep all the zombies.
Oh,
and
God.
So they go in and there's a line in the trailer like, is that a zombie tiger or some version of that? And there is. But our good friend Tig Notaro is in the film.
Oh, nice.
Tig is only in the film digitally. She replaced Chris D'Elia, who they erased, and they popped her in only on green screen. So there's a lot of talk this week about, oh my God, it's amazing. They were able, like, she looks flawlessly in the film. And I guess she was only on set for like 1 or 2 days with the actors, but the rest is all her CGI in. It looks amazing. She was trending on Twitter. And I guess what I was saying is all this to lead up to the fact that I do believe that Dr. Anthony Fauci will be in the Fast 9 trailer in some way. I feel like the Fast 9 universe has to acknowledge Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You think Fauci's in the fam?
I think that Fauci...
You think if Fauci... here's what I'll say. And I will give you $10,000 if Dom and Fauci clink Coronas together. Because, you know, Coronas are the preferred beer of the Fast family. And we live in a coronavirus time. If Vin and Fauci clink Corona bottles and Vin says, "Looks like you're part of the family now."
Okay.
And Fauci gets to drive.
And okay, I love that. And I will give you $10,000 if, just like the beginning of the new Mission Impossible, the one that was already out in the theater, where they are interrogating a suspect and Wolf Blitzer's on TV.
Yep.
And then Tom Cruise rips off the mask and reveals, or Simon Pegg rips off the mask and reveals that he was Wolf Blitzer the entire time. If Dom, at the end of this movie, puts on a Fauci mask and goes, "Now it's time to save the world." And
I
then, like, you know, so he's been Dr. Fauci the whole time. That would be, I mean, look, I think it would be a great way to heal this country.
I mean, I heard they're trying to replace Paul Walker's character with Fauci. Jordana Brewster's character is going to marry Fauci in this movie. That's my prediction. Listen, these are spoilers, guys. These are potential spoilers. Ooh, does Jordana Brewster marry Fauci? Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, maybe the F9 is Fauci 9. Maybe it's Fast and the Fauci, for the like, Fauciness.
Like Ocean's 11, Fauci's 9.
Yes.
Then he sends him on a world mission to eradicate COVID. One question I'll ask.
He's like, there's a new variant. I'm sending you, I'm dropping you in. There's a new, and they're like, okay, Fauci. He's like Charlie and Charlie's Angels. Mr. Nobody.
Yeah. And maybe the villain is Dr. Birx. We got to take down Birx. And look, she seemingly is a great person. But here's what I'll say, Jason.
The Brazil variant is off the charts. I'm dropping you guys in. Find the queen variant and eradicate.
Ludicrous. Ludicrous. Work on the Pfizer vaccine. You got it. Wait, you want me to cure something? I don't even have a science degree. Do it.
I'm
all
the
right.
Hacker. Remember? I'm one of two hackers the team now has.
Okay. One question I'll ask of you, because again, we have not seen it. I have not read anything about it. I was
same.
Able to say spoiler free. Okay. This is my big question. This is only for the trailer, because I think it may be different for the movie. I don't know.
Okay.
Is Paul Walker in this trailer?
Is
in your
Paul
mind.
Walker in this trailer. Let's see. Now, okay, hold on a second. Remind me.
The last time we saw him was
movies ago? When he drove off into the sunset?
That may have been the last movie, actually. That was the last movie where he drove off.
That was the last movie.
That where they drove off. Because he is alive in our world.
Right.
He seemingly drove away from Jordana Brewster, who was on the beach with the kids. So, and left, not in a way like, I got to go on a run.
I'm almost positive. I remember reading somewhere that I believe they are continuing to use his brothers to double him.
Wow.
So I don't know if he'll appear in the trailer, but I do believe he is going to be in the movie. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So that I believe. Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of questions. Oh,
a lot
that's
of questions.
Right. I remember the last trailer we watched.
Han.
Because the Han reveal was at the end of the last trailer.
Han reveal is big.
So I suspect this trailer will explore that more.
Okay. I like
that's
that.
My guess is that it will, because that was the real dun 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 of the last trailer was the Han reveal.
Yes.
So I bet this gives us a little bit more of the how, why, and what of Han's reintroduction.
I got to say, I'm kind of bummed about that because I want to save that for the film. Like,
I know. You know what I really want?
What?
I want Giselle to still be alive. Give us back Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot back
give us back, just resurrect Giselle.
I mean, that would be so great.
That would be great. What if she came back as a zombie?
or they figure out cloning.
Why not?
Why not? Why not give
Why not drop zombies into this universe?
This world is not above a clone. I mean, easily.
We've already seen that Vin Diesel's son has been cast in this movie as young Vin Diesel.
Okay.
I believe.
You're right. I believe you're right. All right, Jason, I'm going to hit play.
Okay.
There's so much here. And my only final prediction, because we've made a couple, my final prediction is this.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Less John Cena. I don't know why I'm feeling it.
Interesting.
But I'm feeling like the Fast and Furious community is not. We may be psyched about Cena. I'm not sure. I feel like this is going to be the meat and potatoes crew. I feel like that's what
I'm
getting
at. Are we going to see Cena? Is what I want to know.
I mean, how much of Cena are we going to see?
Yeah. I mean, are we going to see the full Cena?
That's Fast and Furious 10. Full Cena.
Release the Cena cut. Here's the thing that I will say. How many times do you think in 3 minutes and 20 seconds the word family will be said? Six? I say 10.
Okay. Great. Cody and Devin, please keep counting there if we lose track.
Cody, please no more spoilers. Please don't fill the chat full of spoilers.
Yeah. Please no more spoilers. Ugh. Oh my gosh. She's been off her game ever since the Dodgers got their rings. You know, just like too into baseball now, Cody. Can't trust
her anymore. Yeah, Cody, you love baseball now.
No response. Just silence. Silence. All right. Here we go. All right, I'm pressing play.
The world has a way of changing. And we change too.
Hold on, I'm stopping it already. There was a space shuttle in the first moment of this.
Wait, but a toy.
A toy. But that to me feels like foreshadowing. Like to me, what my gut is saying on that is, there's going to be a moment in this movie where Dom goes, oh, my kid has a space shuttle. Let's get a space. I feel like that's
100% think this movie is going to take place. There is going to be a low orbit scene in this movie where they are driving some sort of vehicle in low orbit. That's my guess.
The first scene showing the space shuttle really gives me hope. Okay, we're eight seconds in. Sorry, I didn't mean to stop it so early.
No. You know what? Back it up and let's rewatch again because it's only 8 seconds, for continuity's sake. Okay, cars pulling up.
The world has a way of changing. And we change too. I know some people, they would die for me. There are moments that separate.
Wait, can you pause?
Yeah.
Okay, they're showing team members that I don't know, right?
I didn't recognize
characters.
I didn't recognize two of those people. Yes. But by the way, we've talked about this.
That's
in
fine.
The past,
I just want to make sure
that sometimes, you know, the distance of the movies makes some things foggier than others. But yes, and just so you know, we've already seen Paul Walker in this trailer.
Paul Walker, but on an iPad.
On an iPad. A beautifully shot scene.
The kid that's there with Vin and Letty. Is Vin's, the kid that Jason Statham jumped out of the plane with, the kid that Vin didn't know he had, the Charlize Fast and Furious, right?
Who seems much, much older because he seems much, much, house is being rebuilt. Again, we're just seeing images, we're seeing some grilling.
So
we're
far, montage, some, very yeah, big, montage. Like montage feels. Okay, but Tyrese back in.
I love it.
But we always come back together.
We heard y'all needed a little love out here.
Y'all ever thought about the wild missions we've been on? We've taken out planes, trains, tanks. I'm not going to even think about the submarine.
All right, I'm pausing again. This trailer is gilding the lily. It's saying, this is building to space. Like,
this
arguably,
is the trailer is previously on. The trailer is essentially previously on Fast and Furious.
But I will also say the trailer is setting you up to say, like, we've done all of this. So if we go to space, it's not too unbelievable. Like, it's setting you up. It's saying, like, no. It would be crazy if we went to space in Fast and Furious. But
they're basically saying we've done everything possible. Within Earth's gravity.
And
we've done everything.
Flying cars, which we have not I mean, we've dropped cars.
They've dropped cars out of planes. I mean, that was incredible.
Yes, but we have not. I will argue that we've not seen flying cars. Like, they have been cars that have...
like a Nick Fury-style shield flying car, yeah, hover car? No, we have not.
We have not. Like, okay, this is already great.
Okay, so now...
But I am
confused. The montage is built to, like, somebody jumping a car off of an enormous cliff.
Oh, I thought that was from the last movie.
This is?
Yeah, isn't that when they jump off the cliff and then are, like, hooking onto the rope? Oh, I thought this was, like, an old clip. Maybe it's a new one.
Maybe it's, I don't, you know what?
It's a real mix and match. I'm going to say I'm also confused because we open up on them rebuilding the Dom, the Toretto household. And then it seems like the next scene, they're living on a farm.
They leave and go someplace else into the country.
Yeah. So they move to Ojai.
Yeah. Well, and they're, it's like, I like this idea that time has passed, the team has split up, and now, years later, they're coming back together for something, right?
Okay.
That seems to be what this is, and that's why Tyrese is giving you some exposition. You remember we've been on all these things, and there's also piles of money in front of them in
Ooh,
that scene.
I missed
scene.
That. Okay.
There's piles and piles of money on the table in front of them, so there is something going on. I'm guessing this movie might have a... this is the last hurrah type of vibe. Like, we one more mission and we can get out,
but
kind of thing.
I feel like that's the premise of most of them. But we know that this is wrapping up a trip. Like,
at 10.
At 10. Okay.
10
so
is going to be,
so,
right? I believe the last Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was 11, but you're right. So
maybe you're right. Maybe
no,
I'm wrong.
I don't know. But I will say this. You can't, unless it's going to be a two-part. I thought it was like one more and then a two-parter. That's what I thought.
Oh, maybe.
Like,
cool.
Again, we'll see. Again, we are Fast and Furious experts who are not. So here we go.
No, no. And also, this was supposed to come out so long ago, I've forgotten so much of the stuff.
No, I kind of like watching it very raw. Like,
I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you rewatch these movies?
I never do.
I don't either. But you know what I have rewatched a couple of times? Hobbs and Shaw.
Jason,
that movie is fun.
It's so much fun.
It's so much more fun to rewatch than this is, than these are.
Because we talked about this when we talked about Hobbs and Shaw. It is in the spirit of fun without the weight of family. And I know people get mad at me when I put that out there, but I want
think
the
you
fun.
Mean family.
Family. Okay.
Family.
Car is jumping. Whether or not this is new footage or old footage, not sure. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. If this car flies, I'm going to fucking freak out.
Who is he?
Jacob is.
Okay. Cena.
Dom's brother.
Whoa! That's right. We found that out in the last one.
But by the way, I do like that they have to say little brother. Like...
okay. I mean, what's so dumb about that is you give Letty the... It's show don't tell. Like, she says he's Dom's brother, and then they show you Dom say, easy little brother or whatever. Like, why not just have it said in the dialogue? It would be such a better reveal. Although I guess they did reveal that in the last movie. In the last trailer, I'd forgotten that Cena was playing his brother.
I remembered that, but I do love, like, the one-upmanship. Like, he couldn't have an older brother. Like, Dom could not. Like, in the world, Dom needs to be alpha at all times.
Yes,
like,
Dom is the big brother for everybody.
Yes.
You know,
John Cena looks older than Vin Diesel, am I right, or am I totally crazy about that?
They seem like the same age to me.
Okay.
I don't know. Now, this is interesting. You happen to have frozen on an image that has Jordana Brewster in the foreground, but in the background is a vehicle with some sort of insignia.
Yes.
And I don't think we've seen this insignia before, have we? Like, is this an organization?
It looks
so this
like a
movie
beehive.
Is going to have some sort of bad guy, I'm going to guess bad guy organization, or maybe a good guy organization, like a SHIELD or an AIM type of group.
I think to expand the universe, we need that. By the way, I'm totally wrong. Vin Diesel, guess how old Vin Diesel is, Jason?
I'm going to say Vin Diesel is... 53, 54.
You are exactly right. 53. He seems perennially like early 40s, and Cena is 43. So that math works. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Dom's brother.
Boom. Guns. Okay. So freeze for a second, because I just want to say something to this that's incredible. Oh, there's Charlize. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's amazing in that, in the, oh my God. Okay. We really could do a, like hours about just like second by second.
Oh, yeah.
The scene that introduces John Cena, right? John Cena points a gun at Dom.
Yes.
Dom grabs the gun, points it at Cena. By the time Dom has the gun around and has it pointed at Cena, Cena has pulled out a second gun so that they're now in a gun-to-gun standoff.
I mean,
it really is. Nobody can get one over on
no
the other.
No one has the upper hand.
Is a draw. And you're right. Charlize is in here.
And by the way, Charlize gets like, it's weird the way they fudge her in because she is like a transition beat that is incongruous to the action that we've already seen.
Like, yes, she's not in a shot with anybody else.
And it's
which
just
is
kind of like, it's almost like it's the way that like, You put groceries in a bag at a supermarket. You're like, ah, fuck it. I'll shove these Doritos in the top here. Like, it's like we got to get a shot
Wait,
in.
Wait, is Charlize the Doritos?
I do. I think it's like, I'm not going to put a new
Charlize
bag.
Charlize is definitely like hint of lime Tostitos. Oh, that, like, you don't want them to get mushed. So
put
you
them
put
right
them
on the top. Get them in.
So that they really stay safe.
Yeah, and by the way, like, that's the highest compliment I can really give anyone.
Sure,
if I'm comparing actors and actresses to foodstuffs.
Yeah,
Tostitos with lime is a high
that's
value.
That's like the best of the best. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, like, you know, you're looking at like Vin Diesel, we're talking about it like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah,
like,
that's
put
a sack
it at the bottom of the bag.
Yeah, that's the base. The base is Vin Diesel.
A strong, sturdy base.
You always want to put the potatoes on the bottom. I will also say that it looks like John Cena is working at the worst club in
like,
LA.
He looks like he's dressed for a night at the Roxbury. He's looks like one of the characters. Go back and look at it.
I know.
He looks like the characters from A Night at the Roxbury, literally.
It's crazy
what they're making
chain?
Him wear.
Let me see if he has a gold chain. No gold chain, but this is disturbing.
But, I mean, it is like an electric blue suit with a black shirt and a black tie. It looks like Night at the Roxbury, and they're in like a bar setting.
It's a terrible bar. It's like a bar that like Lindsay Lohan hung out
seconds.
At.
We're in at, like we're at second 49.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We're gonna see Charlize again. We're gonna see everybody again.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Little brother, you always say never turn your back on family.
Oh, I see. Charlize is in like a Hannibal Lecter prison. That's why she's set apart. She's in like a clear, she looks like she's in like a
Magneto. She's a Magneto
cube,
in this world.
A Magneto prison. So she's going to be the Hannibal Lecter Magneto type.
By the way,
they have to go to her for help fix the problem.
I'm so down with that because you probably shop for like one day and then you get everybody in the
which
world.
Is also part of like the Fast and Furious playbook, which is make the last villain, i.e. Jason Statham, part of the team in the next movie. The Rock, Statham.
Get them all in there.
They first introduce the person as a villain, and then they bring them onto the team. So I like that if that's
what
happens.
I like that too. And by the way, I will say this. Whatever prison she's in, kudos to them for keeping her hair nice and tight because she does have a very different haircut in this movie. And I would imagine that that would be hard to upkeep in a prison.
They're letting someone come in and style her hair.
Which
this,
I do appreciate.
Magneto-style prison.
All right, here we go.
This is my world.
Whoa!
Are you ready?
Whatever's on you.
Is you ready?
It's on us.
Whoa!
He's got some private army.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so now this is interesting. We are a minute and 17 seconds into this movie.
Yes.
And there has been very little driving.
Oh,
hardly any. This trailer has focused almost exclusively on hand-to-hand combat, which is interesting.
Yes. We have to expand the franchise. I will say that there's some John Wick elements in here, some lighting choices. Michelle Rodriguez looking like a fucking badass just tackled a person out of like a window,
like a third story window, a second story window. That was a great stunt.
It was a really beautifully shot. And this is, again, we're talking about Justin Lin's return here. So this is style wise, we know we're going back to the person who brought this whole thing together. So he's going to one up himself, which I like. This is exciting.
Yes. And so far, these action beats are great. Like Dom looks like he's fighting like Russian soldiers in a Soviet missile silo.
Yes.
Letty looks like she's, I don't know, fighting bad guys on the streets of Madripoor. I don't even know where she is.
I feel like Hawkeye is going to come in.
Yes, as Ronan.
Yeah, Ronan.
I hope this signifies that she gets to do a lot more in the movie itself. Like, give Letty action set pieces. Give her. I would do a spinoff of Letty's character, frankly.
I mean, one of the best scenes in, I don't remember what film it was, but when they had that fight in the subway sequence, where it was all like, well, Letty also had that scene with Ronda Rousey.
That's right.
They had that like one-on-one. I will say this. We skipped over a very big part, which is Vin Diesel looks like he's dead. He has fallen.
Well, he falls down a missile silo into water.
Yes, and he's drowning. And he looks like
it's
he's
certainly giving you. And his arms are spread wide. It's giving you Christ-like.
Yes,
like he's lit. He's lit in a way that looks like he's sinking to the bottom, Christ-like. Like he's gonna sacrifice himself.
So far, what I'm gonna say, Jason, is when I mentioned Charlize as being the Tostitos with lime, I'm realizing this movie might be. You went to the supermarket and all you bought was Tostitos with lime.
So you're just making room for more Tostitos. Or if you're me, you ordered Tostitos with lime from Amazon, and instead of getting a bag, you got a box of 10 bags.
By the way,
so I
that's,
now have
that
10 is, I have 10 family size bags of Tostitos
you,
with lime.
You're going to go through them
that I've been eating for months.
Yeah, of course. That's great. All right, here we go. Letty's just jumped out of a window. Whoa! Is you ready? Oh,
whole squad ready. So how do y'all want to play this?
Fast.
We're going. Oh! Whole squad, ready. Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah. That was Han that we heard there.
Okay.
Han is back.
And Han, like, it looks like the women are teamed up with each other wherever they are.
My inside information is that they were developing, and I don't know if it's happening still, a female-fronted Fast and Furious franchise while this was being shot. So I understand that might be like, oh, that's how we continue this. That's our next Hobbs and Shaw. Like this.
Yep.
Contingent.
I can see that.
It feels like that's where it's going.
It seems like Jordana Brewster and Letty are together in some sort of fight scenario, and Han rescues them by snipering the bad guys. Is that what just happened?
Yeah. There's a lot more gunplay in this.
Lot more gunplay, and again, very little driving.
We are getting into a truck right now, but I'm going to say again, Jordana Brewster. We have not seen her be one to fight, right? Like, she has not been...
She very rarely, I feel like, goes on the missions
never
with
goes on
them.
Them. She's not
driving. She's always with her child.
Right.
You know,
she's
and when Paul Walker was alive, he's always leaving her behind.
Yes.
And, you know, and I guess he's obviously still alive in the storyline, but that she is always seems to be apart from this. So it's
the
interesting that she's
of hoops
front
that they have
center
to jump
here.
Through. For a film that is focused on family to not acknowledge arguably the most important person who is the connective tissue in these. I mean, it's wild, but that's why we have amazing screenwriters.
So now we have a joke here where Natalie Emmanuel says that she can't drive. And so we've now heard for the first time that her character, she was the hacker they rescued a couple of movies ago.
Yes.
Her character cannot drive, and now we're going to have a physical joke where she tries to drive stick.
And stick, right, so.
Hey, this is a bad time to mention this, but I don't drive.
Oh.
Whoa!
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Okay.
That.
Will you pause?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is like... So they give you the joke line of, is this a bad time? And then she's grinding the gears and then it gives you a title.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes out on a joke. So it says this coming this June or whatever it said. And then it's a quick cut of like three fucking rad action beats.
Dude, first of all, I'm going to say it not only felt like three action beats, it felt like three amazing scenes from films that I love, which is like, that felt like Kill Bill. It felt like a scene from Indiana Jones because there's like a motorcycle through the jungle. Like,
I was going to say Indy too, because there's a scene of them driving across like a rickety bridge, old, like rope and wood bridge that is breaking.
Yes.
So like, and they're also like seem to be in like London or European cities. They also appear to be in like, I don't know, Tokyo or Hong Kong or someplace.
We know that Tokyo Drift, that's where we meet Han for the first time. So I don't know if he goes back to Tokyo. We will say that it feels like, it could be their own. I'm not adverse to a world where they have their own countries. Like if Fast and Furious create their own world map and they like Madripoor.
That would be amazing.
Like why not?
Their own Madripoor. Yeah. That would be amazing. But no, I'm curious. Like and you're right. I bet it is Tokyo in order to connect with Han. But
yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
but a pretty like close quarters hand to hand fight sequence that I couldn't tell who was in it. These are moving very quick. We could call up the cast sheet and we could figure out who
we are trying to
but
enjoy
I
this.
Don't want to know especially because these a lot of these are going to be new characters for us, so I'm interested in
I want to enjoy it as like I even feel like I was nervous they're going to explain too much of Han. He just comes in, they don't seem to have any reaction to him being alive, and immediately he's like, what's the plan? And
he's on the team.
Just on the team. And we know that he said before, like he's eating the peanuts and he's like, hey guys, I'm back. But here it seems like, you know, I'm back. So fuck, we're not even going to have that moment of reaction. And as a fan, I wanted him to say, we're going to do this fast and we're going to do it furious. Like he just said fast. And I felt like, what's making you not do the full, like do the full,
or
like,
have somebody else say furious.
Yeah, we're gonna do it fast, you know. And then ludicrous and furious.
Exactly.
Give
Luda that line.
Yeah,
please.
And then cut over to Han and go nines. Like,
it's interesting. I'm glad that they're establishing Han as part of the team, mm-hmm. and that they aren't bringing Han back, because I think
no red herring.
I was worried that Han was going to be the bad guy.
Yes, we left him for dead, but he's on the team unless he's betraying them.
So I'm glad he's on the team. Okay.
Okay. Now Vin Diesel's
can you back
running
up
on
a couple seconds.
Yes,
so we can
Vin
just
Diesel's
watch
running on a roof.
Again. Oh yeah, Vin Diesel's in like I don't even know Prague or something, walking running across.
I will say that whatever is going on here, we don't know because there's been no plot given to us. Even like the money, we've seen elements of plot, but we have not, like, there's not been a story besides Vin Diesel.
His brother is the bad guy.
At 1 minute and 41 seconds, family has been said once.
No, it's been said three times at least.
Wow. Okay. Cody, Devin,
John
you guys?
Cena has already said it twice.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
I'm counting three because the song said family.
Okay. That was a good question. I was going to ask. Okay. That's smart. All right. Here we go. All right. So we are in. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Brother, this should be interesting.
Oh, wow.
Could you kill him?
All right. There's two things I want to bring for you. The one thing I just need to call attention to is John Cena is wrestling with Vin Diesel through a sequence that looks pretty great, but he has bear hugged him in mm-hmm. the sense that he has his arms around his waist and Vin Diesel's head
lifted up.
Has him lifted up, and then they run through a wall.
Through a doorway.
A doorway where his head, like cartoon style, breaks a wall.
Yes, like the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, or Wile E. Coyote. Right.
Yes.
That is wild. I just want to call out.
If that happened, like Vin Diesel would be like unconscious from hitting it, like, but instead the wall completely crumbles under the weight of his massive head and shoulders.
Yes. And
Charlize is not only in a Magneto jail and has like an amazing haircut, but she also is dressed impeccably. Like, I don't even know what prison this could be.
Like the deal that she has made for them to keep her captive is
the
lights are amazing. There seems to be no bed in sight. She is, it looks as if she's coming home from work and and like her apartment is now a prison. It's like,
I want to, I'm so under house arrest. I want to amend what I said earlier. The team, it looks like the team doesn't go to her for help. John Cena is talking to her.
She, to get revenge, pulls in John Cena.
That's interesting.
Like she knows, okay, this motherfucker put me here. I know that you have a bad family relationship. You talk a good game about family, but you left your brother. I'm going to now sully the system.
Okay.
That's what I think. Okay.
Sully the system. Yeah. Is that where, if Sully Sullenberger, Sullenberger joins the team, I'm going to freak out. If Tom Hanks as Sully shows up as and is flying the plane, I'm going to freak out.
All right, Jason, I didn't want to bring this up, but I did hear that the final moment is Sully Sullenberger and Hitch. Will Smith's Hitch. So Hitch is the co-pilot, Sully's the pilot.
In that instance, I'd rather have Hancock be introduced into this world.
Well, of course, but I mean, Hitch is more beloved. He's going to
That would be amazing if there was a spinoff of Fast and the Furious that had a Hitch rom-com style plotting to it. Oh, I would love that.
I love it. And then as Sully is flying and Hitch is his co-pilot, Fauci gets in. He's like, we need to land these vaccines.
Yes. Yes. We're missing out on real optics here. We got to have Sully dropping vaccines. Here's what I would love, just because, even though I know you brought it up as a joke just now. Yep. I now only want Will Smith to join the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh,
like
he's
I want that more than anything.
Let's throw it into the air one more time because
we are good at this.
We are good at this, and somebody that we called early, Helen Mirren, is we called Charlize. I think we called Charlize because we were like she would make a great addition to this world. We called somebody. I think that Will Smith, this is what he, if he gets in this world, that's what he wanted from Suicide Squad that he didn't
exactly
get. This is what I think we need.
He would be such a good character to introduce into this. He would be in, or into the Hobbs and Shaw, into this larger world, because he just, I don't know, I just think he would be a perfect fit for this as either a villain or a hero. Like, it's either way, you know?
Well, you know, this is actually an interesting question. I was going to ask you this. I love Will Smith, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know, great actor. But you know who I actually think would be better? Who was that young kid in Gemini Man?
Oh, okay. So, Paul, I'm about to blow your mind.
Yeah, wait.
That was a digitally de-aged Will Smith.
What?
Yes.
Because I was like, that guy has really good charisma.
That is Will Smith digitally de-aged.
Shit.
It is like a digital character. And I'm here to say, I rep him.
Do you think we could get the young
Will? I rep Gollum. I rep Caesar. I rep a lot of
Godzilla.
The digital characters
Godzilla?
That exist in the world. I don't rep Will Smith. I don't rep Andy Serkis.
Right. You rep digital characters.
The digital characters.
Okay. Well, this is great. We are rewinding just a second to lead up to Helen Mirren, who is now racing.
Yeah. So here's what's interesting. At a minute and a 49. Half in, or almost 2 minutes in, we've seen Natalie Emmanuel clumsily drive, and Helen Mirren now is driving.
But,
so far, those are the only two people we've seen drive, which is interesting.
And by the way, I'm going to say this. What a testament to Vin Diesel's love of Helen, because she is, and again, we know that there's a lot of backstory out in the world. She is a part of the other franchise that I feel like has, like, Vin is like, no, we're not a part of that Hobbs and Shaw world. But he's like, you know what? I love Helen Mirren so much. I'm going to let her in. I'm going to let her in here.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. Okay.
Bring it on.
Could you kill him? Get the e-brake for me, would you, darling?
Crank it all the way up.
Okay, wait a minute. Can you freeze for a second? Okay.
Yes. Now we're getting into the driving. Driving is back.
Now I see what they've done. They've structured this trailer so that all of the driving stunts are in the latter half and all of the first half is physical.
I had a thought that maybe that was...
Guns and fists.
Right. And all this to make us forget that they mentioned space, because I feel like...
Right.
And so far what we've just seen is that Vin Diesel drives a car that's a reverse magnet.
It's a magnet and a reverse magnet. It does both.
Okay, so it now, sucks but it them looks in and
like,
shoots them out.
It looks like the DeLorean from Back to the Future on the inside.
By
it looks
the way,
like he's like hit the... It looks like they're trying to get...
Dom! Dom! Your kids get turn Christopher out to be Lloyd assholes. In there.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts!
Oh, no problem. We'll get that lightning. We'll get lightning.
It literally, when they cut to the inside, it looked like the flux capacitor.
It did, and it made the noise. Yeah, okay. This is amazing. Okay, so reverse.
And so the magnet, the car works as both a magnet and a magnet and an opposite, so it can pull cars to it and push them apart, which is again a very creative way to use a very creative way to do car stunts.
Yeah, how
we're
do you
nine
keep it interesting?
Movies into this.
We
how
had
do
remote
you keep
control
re-upping?
Cars.
Yes,
we've had. Yeah, so we need to.
Or last time when they made all the wasn't it Charlize's
that was
movie where they made
one.
All the cars fall out
yeah,
of the that, garages?
Because she
and stuff?
Like worked on all the yeah. That's the remote.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing. All right, so here we go. Whoa,
man, we messing with magnets now.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay, hang on a second. Tyrese just had a line that said, "Yo, are we messing with magnets now?"
If that is the core, like, all right, so hey guys, what's your idea?
They feel like that's them saying, even though we're showing what is just without a question of a doubt magnets.
Yes.
Like again, like we all understand magnets. They still have to have somebody in the movie explain
By
that
the
they're
way,
using magnets.
I mean, is this a subtle troll of like an insane clown posse?
Insane clown posse. Because magnets, how do they work?
I mean, because here's the thing: did someone pitch this movie and go, "Fast and Furious 9, magnets"? Anyway, I'm in.
Or like one of the somebody at some point pitched the set piece that they were like, "Okay, we have an idea, magnets. This is how it works. You turn them off, you turn them on. Sometimes you're pulling metal stuff against the car, but if you turn it the other way, it shoots that metal stuff away from it.
And by the way, what we've just seen is I don't even understand the power of the magnets or where the magnets are placed because cars are being pulled through
buildings
and they don't seem to be landing on another side of a magnet. They're just landing on, I mean, yes, maybe they're being pushed off. We also see some Supreme Fast Five carnage as real people are introduced in stores as shit is going on, which I do appreciate. We need to acknowledge it. But now it looks like someone has a magnet on their body. It looks a little bit like Tony Stark.
It looks a little bit like the vibrator that they give you when you put your name down at a restaurant.
Like this is like a California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, your technology. Table is ready.
Yes. And by the way,
but something tells me this dude's about to get sucked out of a plane.
But by the way, I'm going to say this. It wouldn't surprise me that they went to the California Pizza Kitchen and had a nice slice in this film.
If there was an entire scene where the family is all around a table at CPK.
Yeah.
And like Dom's like, family, CPK.
Get me the bagel
cool,
pizza.
Give me a Corona. Fauci. Give a toast.
The best pizza they got.
If it weren't for Fauci, we wouldn't be here, family.
No masks, no service. And he grabs the server by the neck.
Magnets.
Or that's it. He just shoots the server away, just turns on his own magnet. Shoots him away. All right, here we go. Whoa.
It's good to be back. We got no white flag and no tree. Oh, wow.
We
got the
product. We got the
supposed to stop that?
Hold on!
Wow. What? Okay, hold on. Oh my god.
This is the scene that we saw in the first one where it is a giant truck, like a multiple truck con. It's almost like three tractor trailers, but as one, like a snake tractor trailer that does a full, like...
That goes fully vertical.
Yes.
So, like, its hood is pointed directly... Its grill is pointed directly at the ground.
Yes.
And the rear of it is pushed... So it is, like, the length of three tractor trailers sticking straight... It's like an exclamation point driving down the highway. Like a three-story exclamation point. And it's teetering towards where you think it might fall onto Dom in his car.
And also, I'm just trying to understand the... Again, I don't know how magnets work. I also don't know that much about physics. It seems to me that it would have to have hit something so extreme, unless there's more magnets involved.
I think it's the magnet.
Okay.
I think what we're seeing here is the magnet set piece.
Fast 9, the trouble with magnets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fast 9, we gotta get a bigger magnet.
Yes!
spent my entire life in your shadow. And now...
Whoa.
You spend the rest of yours... learning mine.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What?
Be on the loop.
Not today.
What?
Not today?
Wow. Okay. So
wait a second.
All right.
So Dom is inside the truck now.
Yes.
Now Dom is inside the truck. The truck is like on the, now is not in the city anymore. It looks like it's out in the.
The truck seemingly went from a very populated city into a desert. Like it's like the city planning. It's like when I was doing like
now.
Yeah, like I was doing not Sims or whatever. You build like a little town or whatever that game was where you'd like build a little city.
Animal Crossing?
No, like the old one, like where you would build like a stadium and you put roads and.
Oh,
you
ever I don't do, know.
Oh, okay. I think it was the original Sims before it was people.
Okay.
It was like Sim City, and when you would run out of roads, you would just be like land, and that's seemingly what happened here. They crashed through a half-populated building. And then Charlize is now in
a fighter jet.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't like.
And she's shooting missiles at Dom. Dom is inside of the long exclamation point tractor
running
trailer that is now
it. We've
that
run
is now tumbling.
Before. Yeah,
that is tumbling over and over. Like not instead of ass over head over ass as it was before,
yeah.
It's now rolling.
It's
and
kind
he's
of on
somehow
side.
Managing to get himself. Into the steering, into the cockpit where he's now steering it, but it doesn't, it still goes off a cliff here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's, but he also manages to shoot a missile back at the stealth jet. I will
he
say
he does?
That,
oh, I didn't even
oh,
see
yeah,
that.
I'll rewind it. He kind of like, he does what The Rock did with the torpedo, but he does it with his thing. Here's what I want to say about something. Okay, I'm trying to put a.
I'm exhausted.
I mean, this is, and we only have 20 seconds left, less than 20 seconds. There is, there's so much going on here. There's so.
Do we want to rewind?
No,
I mean, you can rewind if there's something you're forgetting.
No, I remember it now. It's dialogue. I'm having trouble with the dialogue because he says, John Cena says, I spent my whole life living in your shadow and now you're going to live in mine.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that's a first draft line. Like, it seems like, I guess like what I was hoping for was like, I spent my whole life living in your shadow. Now, like, I want him to be like, I don't know what the metaphor, like, I want to bury you.
I'm not,
I'm gonna
here's,
bury
the, here's
you
what now. I would yeah. argue. Here's what my yeah. question is. What shadow?
Yeah.
Like Vin is like,
he's an outlaw.
Vin Diesel, or Dom
yeah.
is not like,
not the president or something.
He's
like
not
that.
Like
yeah.
Superman. He's not like, like our recognized national hero.
No, that's how he can walk
who
around
everybody
all the
is like,
yeah.
well, that's Dom.
Yeah.
You know, of course, Dom saved the world. Dom is the best. Dom did this. Dom did that. Like, I don't understand why John Cena thinks he's lived in Dom's shadow.
I mean,
Dom has been like a street racer. You know, Dom has
arguably. Yeah. No one knows what Dom has done because he's working under
covert ops.
Covert. It's under the radar. No one knows
so
what Dom
has
done.
How is John Cena living in Dom's shadow?
I mean, maybe he still works at that shop that
maybe,
we meet Dom in the big. Maybe he's like, maybe like Dom has to explain, like, dude, that was a long time. Racing was a long time ago for me.
Maybe
like,
John Cena is just trying to unload combination DVD VCR players.
I mean, that, like he's a
like,
guy
from
you
the first
always
movie.
You always used to do it. But that would be so funny to me that like the brother comes in after like 5 years and is like, oh, I thought you were car like there would have to be a
super
long
low
scene.
Stakes.
Yeah, like
he's like super low stakes. He's like, I got somebody that we should drag race.
Yeah,
and Dom is like, yeah, sure, if we want to drag race on the moon.
Oh boy, I hope it only gets there. Okay, here we go. Last 17 seconds.
Really, duct tape.
Okay.
All right. Boom.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
See.
Yeah. There we go.
So now this is happening. So and I love that it's Ludacris and Tyrese.
Of course.
Are strapping into like spacesuits.
Like spacesuits meet like old school 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
They're duct taping the suit. It seems like
this
does not seem like high tech.
No, this seems like a spacesuit or a nautical suit that you would see.
And now their car or vehicle, whatever it's going to end up being, is atop a like a military carrier of some
sort. So you are right about, okay, so you are right about low-level space. I thought it was going to be high-level space. Okay.
I think we're going to get low orbit.
Okay.
I think that's my guess.
Okay, let's see.
Acting like we on our way to Home Depot.
Punch it!
Mountain! Ah!
Whoa! Okay. The ship, the car turns into a ship, and we do see it. Now I think we're going to break. They're going to be in outer space. They're going to have to. They're going to have to blow up a satellite.
There's got
to
be some space.
They're blowing up a satellite. It has to be a satellite.
Okay.
I think. Or the moon. Is there any more? No, that's it. It's wow.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
And we done.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Wow.
Huh. Okay. Well, can we play the last 10, 15 seconds again?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
this.
Well, yeah, yes. I think it's worth noting that.
And you're right. Like they are wearing like old school, like diving bell.
It's
like underwater suits.
Like they literally have like, it's not a helmet.
Like
it's
they have rivets over
glass. It looks
glass
like a BioShock
fronts.
Outfit or like.
Yes,
like,
it looks steampunk.
Yeah. Okay.
It looks almost steampunk what they're wearing, which is cool because
I love that
it feels
choice.
Very kind of like the and the car as well seems like it almost feels like an A-team moment
yes.
where they're like, well, these are the materials we have. We have to make something that can fly in space and keep you guys alive.
Which we saw in the first trailer, if I remember correctly, where they were racing it and they're like, this is it, like, I think it's like a Pontiac because it's not like it's not a cool looking car. All right. So here we go. I'll just play this last couple seconds here.
You spend the rest of yours. Yeah! Not in mine.
Not a good line.
We on a loop. Not today.
Not today.
I will say I apologize. He didn't divert the rockets to the stealth carrier.
He jumps out when the rockets hit.
And the truck, but he shoots the but I think very pointedly, he's running the truck into her.
Okay. At her.
And who's a low level flying, a lot of low level flying.
Yeah.
Really, duct tape?
You acting like we on our way to Home Depot.
Punch it!
Melt it! Ah! I don't want to die!
I mean, hey,
has
wow.
Tyrese said that line in every one of the movies?
Is that like the Han Solo, I have a bad feeling about this kind of thing?
I think he might have said that in multiple of the movies,
die.
I think.
Well, he's echoing something that we don't
if
want.
If not, I could not be more excited for this movie.
Oh, I can't wait. June 25th can't come soon enough. And, you know, Jason, if it comes down to it, we need to just rent a theater privately, me, you, June, and Adam Scott. And if we feel that that's the safest way to go, we'll just have to do that.
But yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You wouldn't do that.
I can maybe do that. Yeah. I think I can wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
I'll wear my space helmet.
Yeah, of course. Well, to me, what I love about that scene is they're on top of an airplane in a space car, and they're just gearing up then. Like, as if they were like, all right, we'll put on the spacesuit. It's as if like astronauts wouldn't get into their spacesuits until they were fully like in the ship.
Also, like they're like, yeah, you would be 100% ready before you got into the tiny car atop the airplane.
Yes.
You know, like
someone would probably put you in there in a way and weld it shut.
Correct. You know, I believe we called that this is going to space. They're
yes.
for sure going to space.
That was definitely what we called. And I'm very happy.
And you know that Tom Cruise has said he wants to shoot a movie in low orbit.
I believe that he is doing that with
Doug Liman.
Doug Liman. And
Chris McQuarrie.
Chris McQuarrie. Yeah. One of the two. And by the way, God bless him. I'm sure he'll do a great job.
Oh my God! Or he's gonna die trying, because I think that seems to be what he's trying to do.
To me, I will always say this: Tom Cruise will die on a movie, and they will release that movie, and whatever stunt he dies in, it will be epic. Like it will. Like I think that's. I'm not saying like it will happen soon. It may happen when he's 89 years old. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hope so.
He's gonna go out.
I'm enjoying. You know, I would love 89 year old Ethan Hunt.
Oh God,
I'm in.
I'm all in for those movies. I love those movies.
I'm in for the Mission Impossible movies to intersect with the Fast and Furious
and the Hitchiverse.
I'm ready for that.
And the Hitchverse.
And the Hitchiverse.
Fast is back now with Hitch. You know what,
oh
guys?
My God.
We need to go on a date.
You need to learn how to dance.
What is Hitch's catchphrase? Does Hitch have a catchphrase? Well, Jason, I mean, we did it. I'm excited.
I'm excited for the fighting. I'm excited for the car stuff looks nuts.
Okay,
but I'm excited. I'll be honest. The stuff that really made me that I reacted to the most were the fight scenes from early on. I agree with you, that feel like they are out of a John Wick or a Mission Impossible, that feel very visceral hand-to-hand stuff.
Yeah, I think that
even though I come to these movies for the big, epic set-piece driving stunts, you know, and I think they've been kind of lackluster in terms of, like, physical hand-to-hand stuff. This looks like they've stepped it up, which I'm excited about.
Here's my big thought on all of this stuff. I think that car chases or car stunts are the most impressive when they are practical, because you're like, holy shit. And this movie, you know, it's gotten to a point where you can't even do it practically anymore. So they need to open the world a little bit, because it's not impressive anymore. Even like the simplicity in the car stunts in John Wick, like, you know, I wouldn't call that a car movie, but there are some cool.
They don't do car.
Yeah. They just have I'm just saying, like, that one opening scene in two or three, like, where, you know, it's like, it, when you know it's real and there's a real driver, there's a real.
Well, for example, like, I would point to the special features making of the Brazil Fast and Furious with the vault.
Yes.
Where they're dragging the bank vault behind them. Like, they did that practically. You know, like, they've got, like, there's a lot of practical work in how they made that happen. So the vault is on wheels, and it's so, and that's why that looks so good, is because it's practical. And it's why these movies feel so silly in a great way when they're dropping them out of planes, or when The Rock is picking up torpedoes and throwing it into submarines. That's like CGI nonsense.
Yes.
But these movies are at their best when it is like that bank vault is through the streets in Brazil is an incredible set piece because it's practical.
And I would argue that even when they do something extreme, like when they jumped like the Burj Khalifa, when they did like that like they did
in Mission Impossible.
That
was this. That was this.
Even looked good, because it was like a half and half kind of a thing. It was like a real car flying out of a window in Atlanta, but it was like, we're seeing some real, like, we need to see some real cars.
They do a good job, and that was the same thing with dropping the cars, which we mentioned before, the Charlize plan, drop car, you know, take control of all these cars and then just drop them out of the sky on people.
I mean,
that was very cool looking and unique.
And I will say this, probably people will disagree with me, but I still think that the original Blues Brothers has some of the most fun car sequences, because it's so like Smokey and the Bandit kind of esque. It's like, it's smacking up cars. They're not exploding. They're not doing anything that a car can't do. And when you see like a 25 car pileup, it's like when we watch Used Cars, they had, those are all real. It's way more. It's just like, I want to see cars be cars. I'm like, I don't know. I just
let cars be cars.
Just like the movie.
We're just living in a world where we want cars to be cars. We want Fauci in these movies.
I mean, they're holding that reveal.
Is it too much to ask?
Oh, and before we go, Cody, final family count. What do we got?
Well, I'm counting three, because in the first 5 seconds, the song clearly says family very loud.
Okay.
And dialogue only twice.
Yeah.
Only twice.
Well, there's also very little dialogue in the 3 minutes and 20 second trailer. Very little dialogue.
I would argue I don't know anything about the plot of this movie, which is an effective trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm also incredibly excited.
Yes, I am too. So just to recap, no Fauci. There was Paul Walker. Family only three times. Jason and I were both wrong about that. No Hitch, but we were right about space.
Yeah.
And
Charlize is in.
Charlize is in.
Han is back. Neither The Rock nor Jason Statham.
Of course not, but we know that.
Helen Mirren, which is interesting. So I'm curious. So we do have some representatives of the Shaw family in the movie. We'll see.
And who else will we meet? We don't know.
We saw some new characters in the trailer excited to get to know.
Yes.
I'm fucking jacked for this, man.
Who's
stoked.
On Han's team? Han must have a team, too.
He definitely
has a team. If he's shooting that sniper rifle, he's got a team.
If Han doesn't have a team, I want to be on Han's team so bad.
Fucking Han spinoff movie?
That's what I want, a Han spinoff movie that's just called Han's Team.
Oh, I love it. Han,
or it's
not
just,
Solo.
Or it's
Han,
I was just going to say it.
Because his name is Han Solo.
Or it's Han doesn't have a team, and it's Han Solo.
We told Devin, we told Cody, don't worry, guys, this will be 20 minutes. and we have clocked in an hour and 1 minute. And I appreciate every moment that I was able to here spend with you. And I can't wait till June 25th. The countdown begins. Fast is back, and we will be back. I mean, I'm nervous to say we'll be back in the theaters. We'll find a way if it's a screener.
But the other thing is we have to allow for our audience to be able to see it too.
Yes.
We
don't want to put anybody at risk.
I don't want people to feel like they have to go to the theaters and be at risk because they want to listen to the pod.
But if like somebody at Universal says to us, hey, we have a nice sanitized theater you guys can come into.
Or if they want to send us a link.
Wait, look, if they want to send us a link. I'm going to be thrilled about that.
Listen, guys, if you want to send us a link.
People at Universal, if you understand what we're talking about, you would be like, you know what? It's probably best because Adam and Jason and June, all of their schedules are so crazy. And COVID times, let's send them a link. We're not going to argue with that.
You know, if there's somebody listening at Universal that's like, we got to get them the link.
Just
drop these guys a link because they want to talk about it and the audience needs to hear about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And you have plenty of time to send us that link. June 25th.
People need to hear what we think about Fast 9 in space.
We need to talk about it. Jason, it's been a pleasure. Fast 9. It. Here we go. Let's do it.
Magnets.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.